AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has the latest on the situation in Minnesota.
There is a shakeup at the Justice Department in Minnesota. Sources tell the AP roughly half a dozen federal prosecutors resigned in Minnesota, and several supervisors in the criminal section of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division have announced they're leaving. It follows growing tensions over the Trump administration's decision to block the state out of the investigation into the shooting death by an ICE agent of Renee Good. Meantime, in Minneapolis, federal officers sprayed eye irritant and dropped tear gas at activists. Gas clouds fill the streets. This man was in the group.
They tried to abduct my neighbors on Saturday morning. We all came out. We drove them off. We're driving out people every day, driving out ICE hired goons.
It's common for people in Minneapolis to boo, taunt, and blow orange whistles when they spot heavily armed agents passing through in unmarked vehicles or walking in the streets. I'm Ed Donahue.
Activists say more than 2,500 people are dead in Iran after massive protests and a government crackdown. The head of Iran's judiciary has signaled there would be fast trials and executions ahead for those detained, despite a warning from President Trump. In a social media post yesterday, Trump told Iranian protesters that help is on the way, but didn't provide details. Vice President J.D. Vance will meet with officials from Denmark and Greenland in Washington today. Trump has said he wants to control Greenland at any cost, and the White House has not ruled out taking the island by force. Bill and Hillary Clinton are refusing to testify to Congress about Jeffrey Epstein. The former president and former secretary of state said in a letter that they will not comply with a congressional subpoena. This is AP News. Hospital officials and nurses failed to reach an agreement yesterday on day two of New York City's largest nursing strike in decades.
Thousands of nurses walking the picket lines at Mount Sinai, Montefiore, and New York Presbyterian. Nancy Hagans, president of the New York State Nurses Association, says none of the hospitals have agreed to additional bargaining sessions since Sunday.
We are ready to negotiate. We are ready to care for our patients.
The strike involves 15,000 nurses, including Roy Permal.
We're out here to stand as long as we need to get a better contract, a fair contract. It's about health care. Health insurance for the nurses, it's about safety.
The private nonprofit hospitals have brought in replacement nurses. They say they've made strides in staffing in recent years and have cast the union's demands as prohibitively expensive. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.